Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes. People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here with the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's really what it boils down to, right? I mean, seriously, truly get involved in the conversation. Truly get involved in facts. I'm watching them do some of this stuff. Some of the information they're putting out, you just got to roll around laughing. There's no way people... Please tell me there's no way people believe some of this stuff. I mean, really. Joe Biden, I mean, that's why I said they don't believe... I hope they don't not believe in this garbage. Right? Joe Biden, what did he say today? Basically contradicting his own climate change... Or climate experts, or climate—I don't even know what to call them anymore. I ain't got anything. So Biden used part of his remarks in Florida Wednesday to blame Hurricane Ian on the recent Category 4 storm on human-caused climate change, despite recent pushback from experts. You can't blame—you know—I should have kept it. I had it. I should have kept it. You can't blame every weather issue on climate change. Hurricanes have been around forever. Hurricanes have, I'm talking about, look it. You want to get back to the 1800s? The late 1800s, the frequency and what have you, the devastation of Mother Nature, as they say? How many cars did we have running around then? I'm curious. We're in a situation where the Colorado River looks more like a stream, Biden said during his speech. There's a lot going on. I think the one thing that has finally ended is the discussion about whether or not there is climate. Well, of course, nobody's ever said there wasn't climate change. Yeah, four times a year at least. Biden visited Fort Myers alongside Governor Ron DeSantis. Senator Marco Rubio and Rick Scott were there as well. They surveyed Hurricane Ian's damage to reaffirm the federal government's commitment to assist with the state's recovery. Now, last week, the storm pummeled Florida. I guess there's over 100 people that are dead. Millions are still without power. As the storm was striking Florida, several Democrats, left-wing commentators, and media outlets, they claimed its existence and intensity was a result of the carbon emission and global warming. Especially Amy Klobuchar. She even appeared to suggest that the voting for Democrats would help future hurricanes. But help make them worse, or what? I got nothing. Really. They make me nuts because everything... Can't wait till the devastation is gone. Can't wait till we get past all of this. Right? Would that be a lot to ask, wouldn't it? That's what I'm saying. It never stops. And why not? Or what do they say? What's that thing they say? Why let a good... why let something like this go to waste? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, it's just amazing. And I always appreciate the time that you spend with me. All right. Now, experts include the Biden administration's top hurricane expert. They push back on all this. They say there wasn't enough evidence to tie the storm to climate change. We can come back and talk about climate change at a later time, they said. I want to focus on here and now. We think the rapid intensification is probably almost done. That's the acting director of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA. He was interviewing with CNN. He was in, you know, home territory to say, yep, oh yeah, this is going to work. We better hurry up and do this. We have to ban all cars by next Tuesday. After CNN anchor Don Lemon reiterated a question about the hurricane being linked to climate change, Rome again pushed back. He said, I don't think it can link climate change to any one event. On the whole, on the cumulative, climate change may be making storms worse, but to link it to any one event, I would caution against that. Goes against their narrative, though they need it. A recent NOAA study similarly concluded that it was premature to conclude with high confidence that a human-caused increase in greenhouse gases had any impact on the hurricane activity at all. Uh-oh. That's bad, huh? Sunday, Michael Schellenberger, an energy policy expert, right? He's the founder of the group Environmental Progress. He tweeted a series of NOAA analysis showing that, now again, remember, this is science. This is their side of the aisle. These are their people. Do they believe anybody unless, it has to be 100% on board with what they believe, correct? But every one of these tweets or every one of these reports from NOAA said there is no definitive long-term trend in hurricane frequency. Matter of fact, there may be a negative trend. It screws it up for them, don't it? Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Show me your host. Go nowhere. We'll be right back.
On gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car
insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was worried.
I look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Always appreciative of the time you spend with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5566. I'm in shock. As some of you know, I've got the news on over my shoulder. So when I see some of the stupid things in the world, Hochul says that New York City, I'll get back to my story in a second. This is just one of those things. Is the safest city in America. Do I need to repeat that? That's right. Safest city in America. Is she for real? It shows you really, truly, how out of touch these people are. And I don't know, where did she come up with that? You have to ask. You know, and she, even in her speech, I'll get into this in a little bit, even in her speech or her comments that she was making, you know, the violence and, ready for this one, the violence and or perception of violence is a complicated reality. Wow. Right? Just amazing. Wow. Now, I got to tell you, though, here's the sickening part. This comes up the heel of her saying back in, I think, third week of September, September 20th, I think it was, that New York City crime is concerning. She's worried about how crime is rising, what's going on in the subways. I wish she'd make up her mind. All right, we'll hit more of that later on. I still want to know how, you know, Joey B. is basically saying that, you know, he's contradicting his own experts, trying to push that narrative of his, and many on that side of the aisle, that climate, global cooling, warming, whatever you call it, is really not a problem. Take a listen.
Colorado River looks more like a stream. There's a lot going on. And I think the one thing this has finally ended is a discussion about whether or not there's climate change. We should do something about it. But, folks, I also want to, Jill and I have had you all in our prayers. And I mean,
right. Should be final now. One hurricane should be final. Look how bad. Because we've never had those before. Never had hurricane. No, actually, yes, we did. Yes, we have. All right. The trend for hurricanes actually has been tapering off since the early 1900s. There are no trends showing long trends showing increasing hurricane intensity. Not a one. Experts told the local news source that blaming Hurricane Ian on climate change was just, it's just politicizing it, period. Trying to blame global warming for Hurricane Ian is only defies scientific evidence, but a clear way to scientific evidence. But it's despicable. You know, the NOAA scientist went on to say it really requires our attention. It negatively affects what we're trying, you know, the reality of what we're trying to do. And I wish the president would just taper it back. These types of hurricanes existed before SUVs and coal-fired power plants. In fact, they were much more frequent and much more severe way back when, back in the olden days. Right? No, really. But you won't hear anybody talk about that. Oh, no. Can't do that. I think I touched on this the other day, and I didn't finish it. I do want to. Now, I have said for a long time that eventually people in federal jobs, the conscience would get to them. Their conscience would start to bother them. And that they would eventually come forward and tell you what the problems are, what the issues are. Now, a whistleblower says that the feds targeted more than 24 parents. Man, think about that. 24 parents. They were investigated by the Biden DOJ for being concerned about, I want to know what's going on in my child's school. I want to know what's going on with his or her education. I want to know what's happening. And that makes you a target or gets you tagged as a domestic terrorist. And you should be watched. Because only moms who care about the kid, I want you to be clear here, apparently. Only moms who care about their kids want to know what's being taught are terrorists. Not those teachers in the classroom that are telling kids not to tell their parents anything. No, they're not terrorists. They're perfectly okay when they're in their rights. Again, let's be clear. Not all teachers are monsters. Can we agree to that? But the ones that are seem to be so far left, they need to be fired and deported, maybe. I don't know. I mean, you're playing with our kids. You don't have a right to tell me what to teach my child. And for some of you, you know, think about the damage it's been over the decades. These kids go off to, I can't tell you how many parents tell me their conservative kid goes off to college, comes home a flaming liberal. Right? And over 2,000 parents were investigated by the DOJ. A lot of fun. Representative Jim Jordan recently sent a letter to the Attorney General, Merrick Garland. He accused the FBI of opening at least dozens of investigations into parents and others using the counterterrorism threat. It's just amazing. Now, Jordan told a local news source that one mom was put on the list because, ready for this? She was part of a Moms for Liberty group. She also had a firearm. Ooh. You know, I'm saying this, if you investigate everybody who has a firearm, how about this? If you investigate everybody who had a firearm and had a child, you'd probably have to investigate 75% of the country. Let that sink in. And if they have kids that go to school, you're really done for now, aren't you? Don't receive your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Attorney Marissa reporting. Healthcare facilities across the country, including some prominent children's hospitals, are scrubbing their websites of information about the trans procedures they perform on minors. At least 21 hospitals have recently made changes to the sections of their website describing their gender-related activities. Elon Musk is planning to go through with the deal to buy Twitter. The Tesla CEO agreed to buy Twitter earlier this year for $44 billion, but changed course and tried to back out of the deal. Now, Twitter says its intention is to close the deal at $54.20 per share. New York Yankee slugger Aaron Judge is now the all-time single-season home run leader in the American League after hitting number 62. Judge broke his tie with Roger Maris after a homer against the Texas Rangers in his first at-bat of the second game of a doubleheader in Arlington. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Back, Joe Matera, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Seriously, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You should all be part of the, I hope you're all part of the solution, serious. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, get involved, get engaged, and God bless you guys. You're throwing too much at me, I can't keep up with you. It's really that simple. Anyway, we were talking about the whistleblowers at the FBI who finally opened their mouths, you know, to talk about what's actually going on at the FBI with parents who speak of about their schools, their school districts, the curriculum. If you have a firearm and you're a mom with kids, oh, God bless. You're on their radar. I mean, think about how many investigations they would have to do. Maybe the FBI needs the 87,000 new agents, not the IRS. Now, you credit all the whistleblowers for sharing information with his office. This is a case. This is according to Jim Jordan. This is a case study on how political they've made the Department of Justice, because this was the first thing. This was over a year ago. Now, when this all first happened, nobody wanted to hear it. Nobody believed it. I mean, our DOJ, our FBI, really? I mean, I think it was this week or last week. It marks the week that Merrick Garland did the memorandum to all U.S. attorneys around the country saying to treat parents as domestic terrorists. And then he said he didn't know anything about the memo. He hadn't seen it. So I guess it was okay to put a memo out with his name on it, or his staff was okay with it, without showing it to him first, huh? And see, this is where they go too far, and now they're going to have people, really, they're going to have people that fall into these categories. I'm sure, look at, not everybody at the IRS, the DOJ, the FBI, they're not all subversives, right? They're not all trying to take your rights away. A lot of them are good, solid Americans. And when they see something like this happen, when they catch wind, thank God that you have whistleblowers there that are on our side. I shouldn't even say that. I don't mean that. On the side of the Constitution. Right? Putting that threat tag on moms, families who simply ask questions about the education that's going on with their kids. How dare they? Not what our founding fathers wanted by any stretch. Not what the average American wants by any stretch. But somehow they feel, I don't say empowered. That word's overused. But they do to a degree. They feel they can get away with just about anything. Isn't that cool? In Memphis, it never stops for me, right? I mean, the racism, or maybe reverse racism, right? And the racism that goes on, what we read online in the black communities is amazing. Now, here's what I'm sure some of you are going to get. You're not even going to listen to the whole thing, right? let me just, this person is making me crazy here. All right, here we go. I'm going to read the story whether you like it or not. The following is a transcript of a commentary that was made. So I'm not reading a story here. I'm telling you what this guy actually said. And that way there, it's verbatim, right? A Memphis firefighter is under investigation over a disturbing Facebook post. The firefighter, who is black, they saw it. See, this is stuff he hasn't been convicted yet, so it's alleged, right? Even if you see it there in black and white, it's still alleged. How does that work? The firefighter who is black allegedly posted a message about the movie The Woman King. Yeah, that's the one we talked about with Sonia last week. Now, the movie's about a group of female warriors protecting an African kingdom. The firefighter allegedly wrote, "I hope there are some white folks killed." Now, the firefighter, though, still on the job. I mean, think about this. The firefighter's still on the job. Still getting it paid. Now, last year in Chicago, a white firefighter was fired after posting a racist language on social media. Right? Different city, different rules. Understand that? But it's a double standard. Basically, both of them were exactly the same. A person of one race wish death on another race. That's a double standard. We're not talking about making fun of somebody. We're talking about the death of somebody or death of a group. The media coverage of Memphis has been somewhat lacking, not much interest. Wonder why. You think if the firefighter was a Trump supporter, whether black or white, they would let this go? If it was a Trump supporter that was white with a bald head, boy, it would be intense, wouldn't it? Now, we'd hope that we could all agree that racist language should be condemned any way it comes out. Someone who's waiting to be rescued in a burning building shouldn't have to worry about whether the firefighter rescuing them is looking at their skin color first, don't you think? I have to ask. Don't think it isn't happening. Don't think of this, and I'm not saying that black firefighters leaving whites to burn and vice versa. No, I'm not believing that at all. But my comment to you is there are people that are so racist, how fast will they move in certain situations, whether it's police, fire, teachers, whatever. Any kind of first responders? Right? All right, here's one that just blew my mind. Totally blew my mind. Did anybody know? All right, first of all, who are Scooby-Doo fans? Raise your hand. I want to see you. Apparently, the new Scooby-Doo movie, and this is the stuff that I just love. Every one of these producers, every one of these directors, every one of these people that are suddenly woke in Hollywood, suddenly, you know, as I say, every one of them is now got to somehow inject gay, lesbian, or transgender. Every movie, every new movie, every remake. And it's not, you know, I'm finding hard to believe it's by accident. Because if you think about Scooby-Doo, what is it about? It's a cartoon, first of all. Let's get that down. Number two, it's not about relationships. It has nothing to do with relationships. Everything to do with the freaky outcome at the end of weird things that are going on in crime. Right? And fake crime at that. But it's nice now we know. Velma, a cartoon character, finally came out of the closet. She is a lesbian. The new Trick or Treat Scooby-Doo film. Now, I guess it's coming out on Cartoon Network on October 14th. Velma, one of the sidekicks. Come on, some of you. I don't have to explain this to you. You remember, right? She's officially a lesbian now. Now, Mystery Inc., which is the name of their fake name of their company, obviously. They've cracked the case of all cases, apparently. The description reads, they've tracked down Coco Diavolo, the head of the notorious costume crime syndicate that colludes with the Black Knight, Space Kook, and Ghost Diver. They go on to say that, basically, the big break is that Velma is a lesbian. I'm sorry, I'm still trying to figure out where's the crime been settled here? Right, isn't this amazing? And it's not going to stop, people, until you stop watching it. Now, you shouldn't stop watching it just because Velma is gay or whatever, or lesbian or whatever the proper term is. But you shouldn't stop watching it for it because it's constant. And they can't let things just play out. Right? And what's really funny is Velma's had a crush on Shaggy, you remember? Forever. I know, I'm talking about cartoon character. But my point is, so you had what the stories were all about for years. I think, late 60s. And all of a sudden, because of the culture, somebody had to be a lesbian. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that's stored for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's what I want. I need you to be part of the solution. Really that simple. All right, well, let's just jump right into this. Dear Governor Hochul, she said that New York City is the safest city in America. I just want to know what drugs she's using. Okay, really, no. In all sincerity, what drugs is she using? I mean, you got people in New York screaming for help. And I mean screaming for help. Because crime is running rampant in the cities. All over the place, actually. And I want you to hear this. I want you to hear just, 2 weeks ago? Maybe three, but 2 weeks ago. I want you to hear what she had to say about crime, well, in New York City, New York as a whole. Take a listen. Sure, You know this always happens, right? It doesn't matter how hard I try. All right. Let's try this again. Take a listen.
As we listen to concerns, you know, people are still concerned about transit crime. Statement of fact, it's real. And that's why we're leaning into finding strategies and technologies to make sure that we address just what we're doing here today. Because my number one goal always has been, always will be, keeping New Yorkers safe. And no one should ever have fear when they're simply going.
Now, I love about this. Her number one goal is to keep New Yorkers safe. But I want to know how. How is she doing it? When is she doing it? What is she using to do it? Right? Because crime is on the rise in New York City.
Going to school on the subways, on our trains, or going to their jobs. Last September, we announced that the MTA had over 472 subway stations with head functioning security cameras. It was an important tool, but those are the stations. People are actually in the cars. And we talked about in June how we wanted to have a pilot program to start placing security cameras actually in the trains for the very first time.
And what are you going to do with those security cameras? Will there be enough police to come in and do something? I mean, cameras are great. You know, being a school board member myself, we love having cameras. But if you don't have anybody watching them, if you don't have anybody that's willing to, you know, respond when something happens, the cameras are useless. You've got to be able to do something. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, and then another, you know, again, I've just got to hit these because this is so perfect. And then what you see is you see these stories now looking that the Midtown merchants are pleading with Hochul, begging, I mean, come on, why should you have to do this? Begging with Hochul to send more police into downtown. Crime is skyrocketing. And it's hard for them to survive. I bet you most of them can't even get insurance anymore. Right? And you've got crime running rampant all through the commercial neighborhoods, local business leaders. Right? They're all trying to get together. They're trying to figure out how to make this happen. They're pushing Governor, you know, Hochul to do something, to get involved, to get engaged. Now, crime has spiked. Ready for this one? Wow. Crime has spiked close to 60% year to date. Yeah, go ahead. Almost, but she says it's fine. It's the safest city. I got to ask, what is she using for numbers? What is she using to believe that that's true? Grand larceny is up 45% in the Upper East Side. And the Upper East Side, it encompasses prime shopping strips. Right? Upper class areas, if you would. The 3rd Avenue between 57th and East, 66th Streets are really bad. They have high-end boutiques. And shoplifters are having a field day. Shoplifters, my God, it's even easier. It's gotten even easier with less police and putting more rules on them, it's got easier to do a smash and grab. You probably don't even have to do a smash anymore. Just walk in and say, gimme. Gimme, gimme, gimme. So, you know, again, crime in New York City. Ready for this one? Murder, up 33%. Rape, up 34%. Robbery, this is since the beginning of the year, people, up 60%. My God, these poor people. Burglary up 45%. Grand larceny, that's all that jewelry we keep talking about, 75%. The total average across the board is 55.2%. Anybody home? That doesn't sound like things are getting better. It doesn't sound like New York City's a safe place. And in Times Square, just, I guess, right at the beginning of the year, within the first month, crime had skyrocketed 20%. I mean, seriously, are we for real here? Somebody said, well, at least it's still lower, a point or two, than it was was in 2019. That was under de Blasio, wasn't it? Another one of the socialists. I just love how they try to make excuses for all of this. I find it so funny. And yet, she wants to say that, hey, all's good. We're safe. And I just find that amazing. Somebody who is totally out of touch. So during a portion of an interview on Bloomberg, New York Governor Kathy Hochul stated that while the horrific crimes that we're seeing keep her up at night, they're frightening. People in New York City are afraid. It's still the biggest, it's still the safest big city in America. Look at Chicago. Look at San Francisco. Look at Los Angeles. Look at Atlanta. Look at Washington. Look at all the big cities run by Democrats. She didn't say that. I did. Right? Think about that. Right? All those cities are run by Democrats. They're run by those Soros DAs. She went on to say with a very perplexed look on her face, people leaving New York, I'm not sure where they're going, because we are the safest big city in America. They're going to Florida, you Maroney. Really? They're going to Florida because it's safer there. They're going to other big cities, which are much safer. They're going to cities run by Republican governors and mayors. I mean, seriously. I can't believe that those words even come out of her mouth. I can't go through this whole thing with you, but I mean, basically, she is perplexed as to why people are leaving. We've reduced our shooting rate down 10% statewide. They don't have to shoot anybody. People know that there are no police around, so when they go into the store, they go to these places, or they rob someone, they don't have to shoot anybody because they're giving their stuff up without a shot being fired. Unreal. The way these people think, it's unreal, is it not? Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always, I appreciate the time that you're spending with me. And again, when you look at the numbers, if you sat down and actually went through the numbers, you'd see that let's give her the benefit of the doubt and just say she just doesn't really know. She doesn't understand, or she's been given the wrong numbers. How's that? Then she gets into public safety. Right, I think it was last Thursday or something. She highlighted the state's new public safety efforts at first in-person symposium, but in 3 years, she hasn't had a face-to-face. Right? She had over 800 law enforcement and criminal justice leaders. She said that they're going to invest $28 million in new technologies for local law enforcement agencies. But what are they? No, really. I mean, what is it, social worker training? I mean, what is it? She spent another $10 million, $20 million for the one, another $10 million for up to 5,000 body cameras, storage software and accompanying equipment for police, $20 million in pretrial services funding. And so they can promote public, I'd love to know what they're going to promote in public safety. She is one scary person, right? Remember, a lot of these big cities cut the budgets for the police. Remember? They were being just pummeled. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Coming up in the next hour. There's just so much going on. I can't keep up with it all. But the reality is, we're going to find out what the real Anthony Fauci is all about. Joe Mazzini, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.